Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
This is the second date update on the 10 with the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
And now let's talk to Charlie.
So I went out with a girl. You know, I had, like, an amazing connection with this girl. Like, everything was really great. And, you know, I'm just, like, she's kind of going dark on me, and I don't know what's going on.
Okay. I mean, tell us about when you guys hung out.
I mean, we had an amazing time. We had, like, good conversation, and, like, you know, everything was great. Like, you know, I've been dating for a while, and, like, I've been kind of striking out for, you know, for most of the time. And I feel like I really connected with this girl. And, you know, then she just kind of, like, I'm not getting any response from her.
So she just disappeared on you?
Yeah, she just disappeared. Like, nothing, you know, I can't think of anything that went wrong. Like, we had a great date. Everything was cool. And, like, I mean, we, like, you know, we hooked up. Everything was amazing.
No one can ever think anything.
So when you say you hooked up, you mean you got the draws?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Okay.
Maybe you weren't good in bed. That's probably why she started
back.
I don't know. It was pretty amazing to me.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty amazing to you.
Right. Oh, remember the two to tango.
All right, Charlie. We'll call her up next, all right?
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, so we just spoke to Charlie. He said he went out with this girl, Sarah, and they had an amazing time.
They always do.
It was amazing. Bevels, they had sex, and it was amazing.
Right. To him, at least.
To him.
Yes.
But now she's falling off. So, you know, Wiggy made a good point. You did mention that the sex was amazing to you, so we're going to call her now. Be prepared. We're going to try and get you a second date, but be prepared to hear that your sex game is trash.
Right.
All right.
Well, your is too little.
Yeah.
Thanks for the confidence, guys.
All right,
you're welcome.
On. We're going to call Sarah next. Stay quiet.
Hello?
Sarah?
Hello?
Hi, can Sarah?
Sarah's got a deep voice.
Yeah, can we speak to Sarah, please?
Oh, sorry. She can't cut the phone right now. Can I take a message?
Yeah, well, we kind of need to talk to her. We're calling from a radio station, and we're looking for Sarah. Is she there?
She is, but she's in the shower right now. I can tell her that you called.
Should we have him give her a message?
Yeah. Who is this?
This is Jay, her husband.
Hold on.
What?
Whoa. What the f***?
Okay, wait, hold on a second. Wait. Stop. Okay, so Jay, we're calling from... I don't even want to say it.
Do we just have
the,
say it.
We got. Is this the right Sarah that we have?
Yeah. So okay. So we're calling because a gentleman called us. His name is Charlie to reach out to Sarah, who he went on a date with, but clearly it's not your wife.
Yeah. She told me about Charlie. Yeah. She mentioned that she had gone out with him.
Oh, hold on. What the f***? She was married the whole time.
Wait. What?
Oh, that Charlie?
Charlie.
Why do you seem so happy to talk to this guy? I mean,
no, I heard about him. I mean, if you think about it, really, Charlie has been a huge help for us because it was after she went out with Charlie, she gave me a call and said she wanted to get back.
Oh, great. I literally had sex with her like 4 days ago.
You know, I got to tell you, she told me about that. And, it's a good thing that happened. She needed to get that out of her system. And,
She realized me she was married.
Wait,
right, so she never said anything about being married?
No.
Wait, so hold on. What I'm hearing right now is that Sarah...
Who's in the shower.
I don't even know if she cheated on Jay. You guys took a break and she went out and she had sex with Charlie.
Right.
And she was honest with you about it, her husband Jay. But she lied to Charlie about being married?
Well, you see, what happened was we didn't think things were going to work out. So we went on this break and, we said we were going to see other people. I actually didn't get a chance to see anybody, but, obviously she went and had sex with this guy, Charlie, and then...
No big deal. No big deal.
So, you know, she went out with Charlie, and, you know, she came back. She gave me a call. She said, you know, I'm sick of dating scumbags, and she wanted to come back with me. And said, you know, my snoring's no big deal anymore.
Wow.
Scumbags? I f***ed your wife. How are you insulting me?
That sounds like scumbag talk right there, you know? I mean, I just...
I'm a scumbag. Well, yeah, I mean, must be a reason she left in the first place, and she was in bed with me.
Well, yeah, but obviously she did, it was no big deal. So, you know, she didn't want any more of that.
I feel like I'm in a f***ing alternate universe.
Right?
Well, the weird thing is that I think I still need to ask. Jay, we're calling because Charlie wanted another date with your wife. Can he do that, or?
Yeah, I don't think that would work out too good. And you know what? Probably, you know, when she gets out of the shower, I'm not going to tell her about this because Charlie, you know, not for nothing, calling up a radio station and whining about this doesn't make you look too good.
Why?
Yo,
about
Jay
what?
Is fearless, though.
Whining about what? I don't understand. Like, you're
it'd be whining, Jay. Whining, Charlie, whining.
Oh, I'm whining now. Okay, yeah. Because your wife went on a date with me and didn't tell me she was married.
All right, you know, it's all right. You know, I wish the guy good luck, and better next time, dude.
Yeah, let me know if you want me to f*** your wife again. Maybe she'll let you, you know, not take the garbage out for, like, a couple weeks.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.